Hello and welcome to the Tiwu Podcast. This is audio log number 8. Today is August 3rd. Hope you guys are all doing well. So today I wanted to talk about the topic of dreams. For me, I know for some people they don't remember any dreams, or dreams are not, you know, they don't think they have dreams because they don't remember any of them. But for me, I actually, sometimes I have like really vivid dreams. And when I do have dreams, I wake up and I feel like I felt like I didn't sleep at all. Like I feel really tired. And then I feel like I wake up and I just have this like memory of things happening, kind of like a movie. Like, you know, I can recall this story that happened and it was a dream. And that's how usually like I wake up from a dream. You know, depending whether or not the dream is good, you might want to, I'll try to like sleep again and go back into the dream kind of thing. But throughout my life, I've had like vivid dreams occasionally. Like they happen maybe once a month. And if they're very vivid, it'll feel like I didn't sleep at all. So I will wake up and I'm very tired. I feel very groggy. So, and I know that's not very common. Like that's not everyone experiences this. So I don't know how rare it is as well, but I know some people don't have them at all and some people do, and then depends on like whether or not you really remember them. Throughout my life, I have had like quite a few dreams that I remember very clearly, like a scene in a movie. And like I'll recall like the scene and it'll be very vivid in terms of description, and like, you know, when I go back and think about that dream, I'll think about, you know, the feeling that I had in the dream. Like, you know, kind of like, it's kind of like Inception, right? So today I kind of wanted to talk about and share some of the more vivid dreams that I've had, and kind of describe them to you and how absurd they are sometimes. Some of them are kind of freaky, like scary. Some of them are just kind of strange. So I'm going to just start off with this somewhat strange one. So in the dream, and from what I remember, it seems to be set in like this tiny house, kind of like the houses you see, I think it's like in Brooklyn or Queens, where it's like one level and it's like a tiny piece of land and the house is just kind of like this tiny square, and then like with this on this land, it's like a detached house, and it's like small square, and it's very kind of like a bungalow. So it's like one level, so the roof is just, you know, it's like one story, right? And in the dream, for some reason, the streets are being filled with like lions and tigers. It's kind of strange. We don't really know why. I think it's like on the news, and then in the dream, I'm just like in the house and it's like on the news that the streets are being flooded with animals. And then in the dream, I hear like roar in the streets, and so panicking to get out of the house because, you know, they're gonna break down the door, go through the window, and I'm trying to and I'm trying to climb onto the roof, you know, through the window and get onto the rooftop, for whatever reason. And so if you imagine just like this square bungalow house, and then next to it is like another square bungalow house, and people are trying to get onto the roofs. And then as we're trying to get on our roofs, just imagine like I'm seeing like or hearing like lions and tigers, and it's like you can hear them, they're coming, and then you're like, rah, and people are screaming, and we're trying to climb on the roof, and we're on the roof at some point, you know, crawling through the window and get onto the roof, and just see like the street being filled with lions and tigers, and I don't know if there's bears, like lions and tigers and bears. I don't think there are bears, but with this just filled with big cats, and they're like trying to swat at the people as they try to climb on the roof. And I'm just in the dream. It was just me kind of like getting scared and getting to the center of the roof, not getting close to the sides because the lions would try and jump up and get you somehow. So yeah, that's one of the dreams. And I don't even know how I woke up from that. I just woke up thinking, whoa, that's really weird. I don't live in Brooklyn. I don't, you know, I think maybe my imagination maybe took that from like a TV show, you know, because they usually, a lot of TV shows are set in like Brooklyn and Queens, so that type of house, things like that. It was really strange. Another dream that I had that is really creepy, and I remember this one so vividly because it's so creepy. So in the dream, I remember thinking like, oh, we're going to go to this mountaintop and we're going to go do some film. So when I was in high school, I was really into filming. And I was with like, I think two other people, and we were doing a film like project. And that was the vibe, right? We're climbing up to the top of this mountain or like hill, okay? And we're like, there's a shack there, okay? We're thinking we're gonna shoot the video from outside and get the image of the shack with the background. And now in the dream, we're setting up the camera outside, okay? And I don't know what kind of video I was trying to film or whatnot, but I was with other people in the dream. And now if you can imagine, like, we're on like some type of hilltop or mountain, okay? So you're stepping back, you see a shack, okay? You can see the ground, it's not flat, it's kind of, it's slanted down on the sides, like a hill, a mountain, okay? In the background, and in the background is like hills. It's kind of misty, it's mountainous in the background, okay? And that's what I'm seeing in my dream. Now, we're setting up the camera. So we put the camera down and then we check the screen on the camera. It's pointed at the house, okay? And this shack, sorry, it's like a shack, not a house. It's like a one room, you know, one room shack. The door is facing the camera. There's no windows. Not that I remember, there are no windows. It's just a shack with the door. It's open, okay? We look at it. So I remember this very vividly in my dream because I'm seeing the shack in person. I don't see anything, it's just the shack. But I remember in the dream, I looked at the camera screen and you see someone standing at the door. And I'm like, and in the dream, I'm freaking out. I'm like, did you guys see that? We're like, oh my God, what is that? What is that? We go to the shack. We go to the shack and there's nothing. There's nothing in the shack. We open the door. We're like, is there somebody there? There's nothing. There's nobody. Okay, so we're like, this is weird, right? So we decided to take the camera into the shack and like try to see like what's going on. So we take it. And this is the part in the dream that's really, really freaky, okay? So in the dream, you see us and we're like, I think, I don't know. It's like on a tripod, okay? So we're holding it and we're bringing it closer. So there's no one behind it because it's kind of awkward too because it's already on a tripod. You're just holding it, lifting it, and bringing it over, right? You're not like, we're not holding it in our hand kind of thing. So we bring it up and bring it closer. We put it right in front of the door. Then when we go and the check door's open, we go and when we check the camera, there's a woman's body hanging in the middle of the shack, like from the outside of the door. We can see that in the camera and we get all freaked out. We're like, what's going on? And then at that point, the door of the shack closes and we're so scared and we start running. And that's the end of the dream. And that has been, I think, to this day, like, really scary dream that I've had. I mean, the first one was weird, like, we're surrounded by lions and we're gonna die kind of vibe. This is like freaky horror movie kind of vibe, but in a dream. When I had that, that was like, I woke up, I was like, oh my God. It was scary. It was really scary. And then like, and like the thing is, I remember this too, because it's in my dream and it's like kind of like memory, right? Looking in the camera screen, and it's like not only like there was a hanging body, but like the background is like all red. Like it's like the, it's like tinted red color in the background, and then the dead body, the hanging body is like black, you know, kind of like a, like straight from a horror movie kind of thing. So I don't know what caused me to have that type of dream, but I did, and that was a very scary one. There was another dream that I had, which was really strange. Okay, they're all strange, but it's I'm not sure how it started. But from what I remember was that I'm in this older house. It felt like a Victorian style kind of old wooden-y house vibe, okay? And I'm in there with a few kids. I don't know whose kids these are. There's at least two or three of them. They're kids with me. And for some reason, in the dream, there's this demonic doll that is trying to hurt the kids. And so I think the dream started off like in the living room, I'm with the kids, and then this demon doll comes and tries to like hurt the kids, like bite them or something. And then in the dream, I'm just like trying to kill this doll. So like I would take the doll and like slam it on the floor, and like, you know, I throw it out the door, close the door, you know, close all the windows and things like that. But somehow it would just like appear again, I think through the vent or something, or it jumped through the window, broke the window, and it'd come in again, and I'd like destroy it, and I'd like try to kill it, like pop its head off or something, and it's not dying. And then we just like run to another room and like lock the door, and like I'm trying to protect these kids, and then this doll will come in through the vent, and it's trying to like attack us, and I keep trying to like kill this doll, but it won't, like it's not dying. And I'm just like protecting these kids, who I don't know who these kids are. They're like 5, 6, something like that, like age wise so they can walk and run and stuff, and they're like screaming in the background. And yeah, so this doll is like just keeps coming at us, and we're like running room to room, like, and I'm like constantly trying to, like, I think I tried to like burn the doll, I remember, like I tried to like burn it and like cut it and like take its head off, and just somehow it keeps like coming back. And I don't even know how that dream ended, but I just remember waking up like, oh my god, what was that? It wasn't as horrifying as the last dream, but it was pretty like insane that I was like trying to kill this doll. And in the dream, I felt like I'm trying to, like, it won't die. It won't stop. It won't leave us alone. Like I tried everything and it just won't die. And that was like the feeling I had. And that feeling I remember when I woke up from the dream, that, oh my God, this doll won't die. And I don't know what to do. Which... Yeah, so I woke up from that, and that was like, that was insane, because I was like, what's going on? Most recently, I had a dream. This was a few days ago, and it was me and my partner, and we're living in this apartment building. And then at some point, for some reason, in the apartment building, we hear, like, I guess dogs, like kind of wolf dog type animals, And they're trying to get into the main lobby of the apartment building that we're living in. And we're like freaking out. And in the dream, I have a kid. I have a baby. And we run to like the superintendent, like the, I think it's a superintendent, the people who take over, like watch over the apartment, and tell them like there's rabid dogs or wolf dog creatures in the lobby. They're trying to get inside. You have to do something. It was like something along the lines of that. And then we're just trying to get them to do something about it. But I think they just end up not doing anything. And then we go back, and in the dream, I just remember like my partner's protecting us from these wolf dogs, and I'm just holding our baby, trying to like, I think we're running or something like that. And we're like, we need to like get out of here or something. And that's the dream. And I woke up from that. It's really weird. But in the dream, I just remember like imagery wise, like I guess there was stairs from the lobby, and you know how some apartment buildings, they have like the entrance you have to like buzz in, and it's usually that little entrance that you buzz in, it's glass, so you can see through when someone's there. So the animals were there, and we can see from above some staircase and see them trying to get in. And I remember seeing them and thinking like, they're not dogs, they didn't look like dogs, they look like wolves if anything. But I've never seen a wolf in real life, so that could have been like a wolf dog, like a smaller version of a wolf. And it just looked really scary. I guess kind of like huskies, but because huskies are similar to wolves, but bigger, I guess. That was super freaky. And so I just woke up from that, and like, it wasn't like I woke up because I got in or anything. It wasn't at that point. It was like, I was just remembering in the dream, the last bit, just like holding our kid, and he's like, you know, protecting us in that whatever way he can. So that's a recent dream that I had. There was a dream that I had when I was really young. I think when I was like 12 or something. And in this dream, I felt like I was in like a war-torn country, kind of. From very distinct memory of the dream was that I was with another guy, like a guy. And then I was with a guy that I didn't know, I didn't recognize. And I think it was like a white guy. And I was much older, right? I had this dream when I was a kid. And in the dream, I was much older. And we were entering into this building that resembled like a plot, like a mall, like a North American mall, where they have like the first story and then the second story. And in the center is like the ceiling, like it's, how do I say, the ceiling, it's like you can see the people on the second floor kind of thing. So it's like a mall, but it's like very run down, right? You can see like cement dust and like maybe some, like a staircase had crumbled, or like some parts of the building had fallen down. Like it was really run down. So it made me feel like this was a war-torn place. And so we just casually walked into the mall. I think we were looking to make a phone call or something. And I just remember the guy going into his wallet and pulling out like an ID, and the guy's name was Michael. And that we were trying to, I think, make a phone call in that mall. So we were just walking through it. It was a really weird dream, and I had it so long ago that I'm like, and I remember it to this day. And at the time when I had it, because I was a kid, I was like, oh, I must have been much older. Because from what I remember in the dream, the guy was like an adult, like, you know, people I'd see on TV, like adult and older and things like that. And in the dream, the setting was really weird in this torn down mall type thing. And we were navigating through it to try and look for something. It was really weird. And that's like probably one of the oldest dreams that I can possibly remember that I had. And it's like a vivid one. I think I used to write these dreams down somewhere. I might have. But I've kind of always had these vivid, really vivid dreams. Sometimes I actually have really vivid dreams of like sad stuff happening. So one of the really saddest dreams that I've had was about my brother. So my older brother has like a heart condition. So he's not in the greatest health, basically. And in the dream, and like in the past, like in my life, I've spent a lot of time at hospitals, visiting hospitals or like, yeah, just visiting hospitals, being there, you know. So in the dream, I was running. I don't know what I was running from, but I was running in the staircase of a hospital trying to get to my brother because of something happened to him. I wanted to see him before he passed away for whatever reason. And I was running and running and running. And then in the dream, somehow, I guess I didn't make it. I didn't make it in time before he passed away. And I just woke up like that. And I was like in tears because I was like, oh my God. Right? Because like personally, I have those kind of traumatic memories of being in the hospital, being by my brother's bedside kind of thing. And then in the dream, I was like rushing to get to him and not making it in time. I don't even know how, if it was like a phone call. But I just remember thinking like running, 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 running up the stairs. I need to get to him. I need to get to him. I need to get to him. He's going to, you know, he's going to die. He's going to die. I need to get to him. And I'm just waking up. That is like probably one of the saddest dreams I've had in terms of like waking up and being sad. I mean, it doesn't happen often, but I did have it. So, yeah, it's pretty traumatic to have that happen in a dream. And so, yeah, I mean, that's all the collection of dreams that I can think of now. And I'm sure if I try to think a little bit deeper, I'd probably find a bit more. And to be honest, like I've had a lot of dreams that I probably can't remember so distinctly in detail right now, like as a whole piece. But they come pretty often sometimes, and I don't know what it means either. Because back when I was younger, I think I might have borrowed it from a library. It was like a dream dictionary that tell you, like, you know, if you see this and this and this in your dream, it means this and this and this. And so I think I was into looking into that and like would like look up stuff that I see in my dream. But then honestly, I can't honestly say that I really believe in that, because it's like, well, does it really mean that? Like, there have been theories about, you know, what you dream about. It's like your subconscious, and it does have like a theme and whatnot. But some of these dreams are really messed up, and to think that it's actually correlating to something is kind of freaky. So I just try to think that, you know, it doesn't mean anything. I think it's best if I just think of it that way. But yeah, I mean, on top of having very vivid dreams, I'm actually kind of a sleepwalker. I sleepwalk and I sleep talk. Sometimes I'll just wake up and I'll think, like, there's one time I was sleeping and then my partner was sleeping next to me, and apparently I just like sat up in the bed and started pointing at a chair and be like, there's a dog. There was no dog. It scared the living shit out of my partner. And at that moment, I said, like, I wake up, there's no dog. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So that kind of stuff happens too. And I think about 2 weeks ago or a week ago, I was really stressed out about my cats being sick. And I sleptwalk. And this happened, there was this one time also when I sleptwalk, when I was living with my family, and I sleptwalk to my parents' room, and I was like, oh, we need to get the car, kind of touching. I went to the room and was like, kind of, I think, banging or touching up their the armoire, like the dresser. And I was like, we need to get the car. I was sleepwalking, and then it freaked my parents out. My mom was like, whoa. And then she had to like walk me back to my bed and stuff like that. But she's like, oh, when I was a kid, I used to sleepwalk too. So I guess I got it from my mom. And yeah, I mean, my brother stepped walk once. I was just like in the kitchen and he was napping and he came all the way downstairs and he gave me his phone and it was like he was talking to his girlfriend at the time and then he went back upstairs and I was so confused and I was like, what's going on? And then his girlfriend tells me like, oh, I don't know. He just called me and then he didn't say anything. It was really weird. So, I mean, I guess sleepwalking runs in the family, but yeah. Yeah, I don't know what my dreams mean, and I don't want to look into it because some of them can be really weird. And I mean, these are just the dreams that I remember, right? Some of them, most of them, I probably will remember like slight details of, and then I'll just like, okay, forget about it. Because like, I can't piece that into anything. I'll just be like, I just remember this happened, and then I just... You know, but yeah, the dreams that I do remember, I can honestly say they're kind of freaky and weird. But I mean, whose dreams aren't freaky and weird, right? So yeah, do you guys have dreams? Do you guys have like a dream collection like I do? My dream collection is kind of small. I mean, if I was to write down every dream, I think I probably have a lot though. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed my dream collection. Yeah, have a good day, have a good night, and have a good morning. Bye-bye.